Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, so he's only out for the rest of the preseason.
Right.
I thought he was out. I'm like, how do you get thrown out of the season in the preseason?
That's tough to do. Yeah, if you're a hockey fan, Lightning fan, this was a story, I mean, just from hockey, but Ty Domi's son, Max.
Ty Domi was the fighter from the Rangers, right? And he was in Toronto?
And more Toronto.
Toronto?
Yeah,
but he was on the Rangers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Early
later.
2000s?
Yeah, later. Yeah, 2000s.
Early 2000s?
Sure. Yeah. Because he was definitely in the league when I was announcing the Islanders, no question. We had this is when he was with the Maple Leafs. The Islanders had a rivalry with the Maple Leafs in 2004. We had this huge rivalry because of the playoffs, but there was always something with them.
The Darcy Tucker, was it Darcy Tucker?
Yeah, there was a real bad blood.
Right? He hit Pierre Turgeon. That was the Tucker hit.
Dale Hunter did.
Dale Hunter hit Turgeon. Right. Tucker and Pekka. Tucker backed into Michael Pekka and took out like his Achilles or something. I don't know, something bad.
Okay.
And Domi started about it a while.
Domi started playing in the 1990, 1991.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what did he go through to?
2006.
Okay. So early 2000s, he's with the Leafs, and now his son is a tough kid, and he got, you know, he's in the headlines because he didn't even get in a fight with a guy. He was just like kind of jarring with a guy a little bit, and the guy, there was no way it was going to become a fight, and the guy's looking to the left. And Max Domi throws his glove off and whoop, just sucker punches him right in the jaw, and the guy goes down. And the ref's like, all right, you're out. So he got suspended for the rest of the preseason. I mean, that's just, I mean, hockey players, they have like a code of honor between each other. You don't jump someone like that. And if you're going to fight him, you have an agreement that we're about to fight or you don't fight. So he does it. This guy has no idea he's even coming. Aaron Ekblad, he gets rocked. So they suspend him the rest of the preseason. But it reminds me of Ty Domi, his father, who... We hated. I mean, if you played against him, he's one of those guys you hate. There's hockey players, and especially in the fighting era, which they don't fight as much now.
I'm watching this now.
Mm-hmm.
How could they say this guy didn't know he was in a fight? They were tussled.
Yeah, no, they were just doing this, but he didn't expect him to drop a glove and swing at his face and punch him in the jaw. I mean, there's no way he expected that. He was looking to the side. He wasn't worried about it at all.
Did he expect a kiss?
No. Guys, if you look at the whole thing, guys lock up their arms all the time,
right?
and then you just, you're breaking up and you walk away. It happens every play.
It didn't even look like a really bad shot. Not enough to drop him. I'm watching it now. I watched it four or five times.
Did you watch him throw his glove off? As soon as you drop the gloves,
got it.
You now have announced yourself as a fighter.
Boom, right.
The guy's looking to the side, has no idea it's coming, and he hits him in the jaw.
He actually turns his face right into the punch.
Yeah, he has no idea it's coming. Like I said, you can't just blindside a guy like that. And so okay. He's out for the preseason. So, but his father, anybody who played against Ty Domi hated him. And he was just the most annoying guy. He was always in your face and always willing to go and a very good fighter. So he's in the penalty box. And where I announce from, the home and the visitor penalty boxes are on each side of me. So there's me and then the guy who does the scoreboard and the guy who's in charge of the supervisors, right?
At the seat of seats
Best. The best. Best. It's so great. So sitting between the two boxes is always fun, but Domi's in the visitor's box. And that night, it was the third period. He was sick the whole game. Like, he just wasn't himself. You could just see it a little bit. He had a little less energy than usual. But he comes in the box for whatever the penalty was. And he's sitting there and he comes in. He's like, bleh. He's like coughing and like, you know, snot out of each side.
Snot rockets.
And he's just, hey, guys, what's up? He's, you know, some of the meanest guys on the ice that you hate are some of the nicest guys when they come into the penalty box, because then that's their real self.
Right.
They're playing a role on the ice. So he comes and he sits and he's like, hey, what's up? I feel like crap all game. Mm-hmm. I felt like crap. Like, you just really fall. We're like, you know, and one of the guys said to me, you kind of tell, like, you don't seem yourself. He goes, no, I feel like I'm going to be sick. Then he just coughs and he spits on the penalty box floor. And then he pukes a little bit. He bends over. We're like, oh, jeez. He pukes a little bit on the rubber matting of the penalty box floor. And he sits up, and his penalty's almost over, and he's standing at the door waiting, and they're kind of now like 10, 9, 8. He's going to go out. He goes, maybe they can sell that on eBay. They open the door, and he goes out. He skates away, and he finishes the game. Just, you know, pukes in the box and he's ready to go back and play, and he makes a funny comment. At the time, you know, early 2000s, eBay is a hot thing.
Now, is there somebody that whose job it is to clean the puked on mats in the penalty box? Is that a job?
You know, it doesn't happen often. I'm sure it just sits there till after the game.
I'm not saying it happens during the game, but after the game, do those mats come out after every game, or are they just always
there?
Yeah,
they have to disassemble the boxes and the walls and all that stuff.
If
a concert's coming in or whatever.
But what if there's no concert coming in?
Oh, then it'll stay.
It'll stay.
I mean, they would wash the mat.
They don't take the mat. You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but... yeah.
I would say this, man. When I was a freshman in college and I went away for that first semester, my roommate played ice hockey. There is no smell like hockey equipment. No.
That's the truth.
There is no smell.
Welcome to my life.
Vodka. Oh, my God. It's awful.
It is worse than ass and death put together.
Oh. But is it because you're, like, sweating and it's
into
cold?
Leather.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm. So when they get off after two periods, right, they have this big square box that is heated with coils coming out of it. Like, just 24 coils coming out of it, and you just stick gloves on each coil.
Right.
And so the gloves sit there, and it's to dry them between the second and third period. Because, you know, that late in the game, they're getting... It is the heated leather with sweat in it is the worst smell you'll ever smell.
No.
It stays in your nostrils like death. Almost like death.
You might be a little dramatic.
It's almost that close.
It's bad.
Like, you know, you get a dead mouse in the wall and you smell that and it gets a nose.
Like,
this.
Like, squeeze some Febreze, like, right in there, too.
Oh.
My son plays soccer, and at his age, none of the cleats are leather. It's all the synthetic crap. The smell from these shoes are...
Even though synthetic?
Horrific. Worse. It's worse. Because I always had, you know, I always had cleats. We always had leather cleats. And I never had what I never had what my son has. Mm. Ever. I'm not saying my feet didn't stink. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying the point where his game ends, his cleats have to go in the bed of my pickup truck.
They can't even come in the cab.
No. No.
Okay, then they're aired out all the way home. Then when they get home, are they?
No.
No, it's all, I'm telling you. I don't know what it is.
It's not better by the time you get home, right?
It's over. Once it starts, it's until the end of the season, until we get the new pair.
But throw some air freshener. There's feet air freshener dealies. There, you know what I mean? Febreze and stuff. Like, there's got to be a way to
fight it. I just throw them in the back of the pickup truck and don't deal with it after that. I won't let him in. I will not let him in my car with those cleats. No way.
You stank, kid.
It is just horrible. When I lived in Massachusetts for like 6 months when my dad was out of work, we lived at my grandparents' house before we moved down to Connecticut. My best friend on that street, that's where I learned to play street hockey. My best friend and his older brothers, they all played hockey. They all were on the travel team to Canada. You know, they were all good.
Yeah.
You go upstairs in their house, and this is, you know, the 70s. There's three boys in a room, two bunk beds and a single bed. They're all three, and there's hockey equipment all over the floor.
Oh, God.
Everybody's just piles of socks and pads. And that room was horrific. Their poor mother, I don't know how she dealt with it, but they just did was go to school and play hockey. That's all they did with their lives. And her job, really, she'd come up and take care of all that stuff. She was like the equipment manager. It was horrible. And these are all boys who were like 6, 8, and 10, all sweating into their equipment and leaving it, just sitting around. That's the first time I ever smelled it, and now I smell it with grown men.
It's
just as bad. Me out right now.
Boys,
sorry, lady.
Boys are nasty, dude. Yeah. Nasty.
Yeah, and you add in that leather equipment, it is really
like my daughter's
horrific.
A slob. Like, her room is a mess.
Mm.
But
mine too.
She's very particular about everything. Like her, like, there's nothing. My son, if we're not on him to shower, he'll go a week easy.
What?
He would. He absolutely would go a week. If we allowed, we don't allow it. We don't allow
it. How old is he again? Because he's going to...
But my son has played soccer games in the heat, everything. I've never once heard him say, I can't wait to go home and take a shower. Ever.
He wouldn't shower after all that stink.
No, little boys are gross.
He's going to get into that prepubescent age where they just stink anyway and their pits are stank.
Then he really needs a shower.
He's 10.
Oh. So
he's circling it.
Yeah, he is.
Do you get the impression, didn't we used to shower less as kids than kids do now? Don't you feel people are showering and cleaner now than they used to be? Like, I feel like in the 70s, like, my parents would make us take a bath on Saturday, whether we needed it or not. And I'm not sure that we took other showers or baths during the week.
You went a whole week without taking a shower?
Maybe once. I would say maybe once besides the weekend.
We did it every day.
Not every day. Like, now, so many people, every day, every other day at worst.
We did it every day. It was a bath.
Every day I showered.
Yeah.
Nope.
Maybe I might have missed a day here or there, but for the most part, I showered every. You went a week without taking a shower?
It was part of the routine at night before we went to bed. We would take a stank bath. I hated baths, but we'd have to take a bath and then put our pajamas
on. Yeah, when we were little kids.
Did you guys have to share the water?
Ew, yes. It's so gross. I hate baths. And I think that's why I hate baths now. I really do.
They'd fill the tub. My youngest brother would go in the tub, Thomas. Maybe he's two. Then my next brother would go in, and he's like six. And then I'm next, and I'm nine. You know, and the water by that time has a little gray line around the edge of the tub.
Not to mention, they definitely both peed in it. The first one definitely did.
Nobody peed in that.
A two-year-old gets in the bath water, he's peeing in it.
No,
yes, he is.
Not,
okay.
No.
Wasn't allowed.
What do you mean he wasn't allowed?
It wasn't allowed in our house.
Not allowed to pee. And it might be if he was the only one, but he's got people following him, so no, he's not allowed.
He's two. He's 2 years old. You put a two-year-old in bath water, the biological reaction is he's going to pee. And he doesn't know enough to get out and pee in the bowl. He's going to stay
in there.
And he's going to wallow in his own pee. He's two.
I'll have to ask Thomas if he peed in the tub all the time.
Two.
He might have.
He absolutely did.
Tremendous amounts of water.
He won't remember because he was two.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not going to remember.
Right. Yeah, those are some lean times when you're sharing water in a tub.
Whatever. Yeah. I used to plead my case. I'm like, I'm the only girl because I have two brothers. Please let me go first. That's all I'm asking is please just let me go first. Nope. It's oldest, middle, youngest. So I had to go after my stank older brother, and God knows what he was stanking with. Ugh.
Oh, we had boys' night for baths and then girls' night for baths. No, they were never like after us or anything. It was never even, we never did six in a row.
Shouldn't
it was six
be.
Kids ever. It was
Shouldn't
maybe three
be.
A night at the most.
Yeah. I can't believe you went a week without taking a shower.
That's how I remember it. Again, I'm saying maybe there was one in the middle of the week, but we were not showering every night.
Then
not
your
even
bath
close.
Water was even grosser because you had filth on you.
nasty, real nasty.
SJR, poor. That's what you do. You share bath water, poor. You can't run extra water. What are you, luxurious? Are we rich?
Because it's warm, yeah. Because if it's cold water, have at it if you want a separate bath. But if you're heating the water up.
A little squirt of shampoo, not too much. Don't overuse the soap. All that stuff.
When we lived in Minnesota.
Saving everything.
Why are you smiling and laughing about this? I'm horrified.
This is terrible.
You got to save everything.
I'm horrified.
My dad's working a midnight shift as a cashier at a ShopRite just to make a little money because he can't find the job for his profession as an engineer. Like, it was no joke.
Listen, after all these years, I'm well aware of how poor you are. I never heard. This is the first time I'm ever hearing.
This is the real.
You showered once a week.
Well, that's gross.
That's awful.
Really, I'm not exaggerating at all. Maybe I had. Now, when I'm in high school, it's a different thing. But when we were younger and he was out of work, so I'm 10 and everybody's younger than me, and they're zipping us in and out of there. Maybe we got a Wednesday and a Saturday, but mostly I don't remember a Wednesday. I really don't. But I'm assuming at some point they must have washed us midweek.
Chris on line four. What's up, man? My God.
JP, spot on, man.
With what?
13-year-old. He plays soccer. I played soccer all my life. And you're absolutely right. His spikes reek.
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah,
there's
it's awful.
No way. They're in the bath, man.
I know.
You know, and I got to touch on that shower thing. Monica, my 13-year-old, TJ, you got to force him after playing soccer for 2 hours to get in that shower. I don't know what it is.
The worst.
You reek like holy hell. it's unreal, man. It honestly is, man. It's crazy. But, hey, first time caller, I absolutely love you guys. I can't
wait until
11 o'clock.
Oh, thank you.
You are a sweetheart. I don't agree with some of your comments and some of your views, but you're an absolute sweetheart. Thank you so much. Guys, have a
wonderful
week.
Chris. That's a very nice call. Isn't that nice?
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to agree with it. I'm sure Chris disagrees with JP or me or Brad or Monica. All the time. It happens, but so what?
Yeah.
That's what you do when you're sitting around
I respect
talking.
The crap out of people who say that because I get it a lot. Like, I don't agree with some most of the stuff you say or something, but I love you to death. It's like, we don't have to
You're
agree.
A nut job. I love you.
I am a nut job. I'm all right with it.
Tony's
Sit on. Down. I'm going to be honest. I'm having a hard time. Looking at you the same way right now.
What?
I don't know.
Now.
It's freaking me out.
Why?
Because it's freaking me out. I don't know. I don't know. I can't give you an answer.
I shower at least every third or fourth day now. What do you mean?
Oh, my God.
Whether you need it or not.
That's right. Still smell fine. I, you know, make a little money now, so I'll take a shower every third day, even if I still smell good.
Oh, good for you.
he makes Susan use the same bath water, though. Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you unstop the drain and let all that water out and then put in whole new water again just for another bath? Come on. We fill it up higher now that we make a little money. Fill it up a little higher, it's good. It dilutes the dirt.
Fancy.
Less parts per million. Come on, it's easy.
Why is it that I can see, like, Roger's neighbor's sprinklers go on and six Lucier kids, loose kids, go running there with pots and buckets just trying to capture the water and get it in the dump.
Wash ourselves.
Yeah.
There were no sprinkler systems in the 70s where I lived.
Not systems, just the one sprinkler.
Oh.
Like, there's a line and they just run it back into the house, into the back. You know,
we did have one of the lazy ones that went,
you know, it's like a fire drill in the loose house.
Get the water. Roger, JP, it's the phone. We'll be right back. We're just talking about
how Roger only took
how often kids did or didn't take baths when they were kids.
Roger only took a bath once a week when he was a kid.
Definitely on Saturday, no question. Right before hee haw. And emergency. No, what was that?
Right now, I just, John Brennan sent me, I have a mental picture of Roger's wife bathing him once a week.
Whether he needs it or not.
Roger, it's time for your bath.
Yeah. No, it's definitely different now than it was.
I don't
wanna. Yeah, people definitely weren't as conscious of showering every day.
I don't know if I agree with that.
In the early 70s? I think so. I was 10 in 73, so, I mean, it's a whole different time.
I was one.
I was none.
I was 122.
Did you bathe with Abe Lincoln every day?
We had no running water.
Wow. Tony on line 3, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good show. So listen, my son has been he's 8. He's been taking a shower for like the past 3 years. And then the other day, this was like 2 weeks ago, he's in the shower or what, and you know, he's washing up and he's been in there for a while. I walk in there to check on him and homeboy's in the tub with his goggles on. I don't know where he got the goggles from. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm looking at my penis underwater so I could see if the pee comes out.
Nice. Nice.
Oh my God. That's such a guy thing to do.
It really is. Hey, have a good day, guys.
He doesn't know if it's coming out, though?
He's bendy, that one, huh?
No, he wants to see if it's yellow, if he can see it actually coming out of the head.
Oh, within the bathwater. I see.
Yeah.
I see.
He's underwater with his goggles, and he's trying to see. I was like, all right, boy.
Carry on.
Don't tell your mom. That's a don't tell your mother one right there.
It'll only get worse from there.
That's a stop doing that. Get out of the tub. You're sitting in your own pee.
Little boys are gross.
I mean, what is wrong with you guys? Part of me is a little, there's like 10% of me that's a little jealous that you have the tools to actually be able to see something like that. And, you know, actually see it happening. But 90% of me is disgusted right now.
But he just wants to see if it actually, I don't know why. I mean, of course
either.
It comes out.
Can't you see that when you're peeing in the toilet? Can't you watch it happen?
Mm. He wants to see it because it's underwater.
Oh, or in a pool when it's clear, you could, you know.
Don't pee in the pool.
That's right.
Remember that old, was it an old urban legend that there was like stuff that you can put in the pool that if somebody pees in it, it'll turn red around them or something like that?
Yeah.
You would think that is indeed absolutely possible at this point.
Yes. It's got to be something that can react with like ammonia and make a color or something.
Right.
There probably is some sort of gag.
Man, I remember we had my son's birthday party at the house, and the pool was, I made sure the pool, the backyard, I made sure everything was perfect. The pool was crystal clear. Mm. By the time those kids left, the water was like gray. I had to throw in three gallons of shock, and God knows whatever else I had to put in there to get the pH up back to normal. It was only boys, and God only knows what went on in that pool.
How many boys?
20 plus, 20 some.
Oh. God.
Something like that?
Yeah, there's no question about
Bull.
That.
God damn!
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
There was hardly a time somebody wasn't peeing in the pool during the whole party.
And then the kids that never get out of the pool. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones that never get out. I'm like, come on.
They're all pruney.
They're just...
They hang out in the deep end, treading water, and then they come back in with everybody.
Did they make you get out? Like, did you guys do public pool? We, in Fort Madison, it was all public stuff. We didn't have our own private pool, like you la-di-da's. And you have to... that you all are in the, you know, one big bathtub, basically, and then you have to get out, like, every half an hour, however often, you have to get out of the pool, and, like, it was all annoying because you just wanted to stay in there, you know what I mean? And I don't know what they were doing. The lifeguards would get in and walk around. Were they draining pee? I mean, were they surfing for...
Well, maybe they re-upped. They were just checking chlorine levels or something.
I mean, but every hour, however often it was, that was the most annoying thing. As a kid, you just want to stay in there, right?
Of course. They also might have been checking for hair, because back in those days, there was a lot of things. Remember, you had to wear bathing caps? Because they want hair going through the filters.
Yeah. You did?
It's different now. Yeah.
I remember being forced
all the time.
To.
They were like, when it's like swimming lessons, they made you wear a cap. I hated that.
My son went to hockey camp this summer, and there's a town pool right next to the center where he had the hockey. And so that was part of the camp, is where they were able to go to the public pool. And there were two or three times where he'd come home and say, you have fun in the pool today? And like, no, they pooped in the pool today, so you couldn't go in.
I used to get phone calls from my kids used to go to safety swim for swimming lessons.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get calls that lessons were canceled that day. They had to drain the pool all the time. All the time.
There's no other solution, right? Drain it like on Caddyshack.
Pretty much, yeah.
Get the Clark bar out, and then you got to...
Found it.
You found it.
Still
got
good.
The stupid thing on his head. He's eating it.
It's a baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth, that's right. That's what it was. David's on line three. What do you got, Dave?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
Hey, I think it's funny how Monica is 10% okay with peeing in the bathtub, but 100% against peeing in the shower.
Is that true, Monica? Right, you're against peeing in the shower?
No, I say I'm 10% jealous that you guys have the tools to be able to see that. I don't need to pee in the shower or the bathtub.
Got it.
I'm good.
All right, clarified. Sorry, David. Nukes your point.
Don't you hate it when listeners hear what they want to hear?
Yeah, I'm used to it.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Boy, I hate that. Yeah. Chuck's on line four.
Hello?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, yeah, I know why they have or make you get out of the pool every hour. I grew up, there was a pool like that. It's for mandatory rest, so no one would, basically go under from fatigue.
Oh,
really?
That's what it was. Yep, it was mandatory rest once an hour.
Yeah, because it was
that's interesting.
It was for it felt like a lifetime, but maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. And so I guess
that's
we were forced to sit there. And
yeah, that, once again, that's particularly with kids and whatnot. They never want to come out. So that way, you know, they wouldn't just slide under from fatigue or whatever. But it was mandatory rest. That's what it was.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Chuck. Okay. That's right. Back on the drownings. Makes sense. Now. And Dan on line one. Go ahead, Dan.
You're talking about what makes your pee a funny color. It's called pyridium. We use it for kidney infections, and it coats the inside of urethra, so it doesn't, the pee doesn't burn. But if you take that and pee in a pool, it'll put a cloud of orange around you so bad that there's no chewing it away or ever getting away from it. You can put a couple of drops of pee on a porcelain toilet. You let it dry there, it almost, you have to scrub to get it off.
Mm.
But there's no denying it. If you pee in the pool, once taking that, yes, sir.
So, Dan, a couple of drops of pyridium in the kids' high C at JP's son's party, you're going to know who's peeing in the pool after that. Right?
Oh, it's over the counter. So if you go to Walgreens and look for AZO standards, you can spike all the drinks. And yeah, I've actually done it in my pool. It's a great. I mean, people like try and deny it. It's like, no, out of the pool.
I see orange.
Yeah, why get them out of the pool at that point? Now you should make them stay in it.
Right. And everybody else get out and point at them and laugh.
Right.
So no, I'm going to make you pee like a red color.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That'll scare them too.
Exactly. Put them in therapy.
You are a prankster.
Yeah.
We're Roger and JP on the bone.
Roger and JP. JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.